of NEMO, Michelle Forbes, said the distribution of relief supplies to evacuees has been improving. She said NEMO has been working with the Ministry of National Mobilization over the past week to ensure that supplies are taken to families across the country.
It has been improving and steadily increasing. What we have done for this emergency round, we have been working with the Ministry of Mobilization for quite some time, especially if we have bigger events, so that they will undertake the distribution of relief items to families and persons in the communities, whereas the NEMO one aspect we will retain is in terms of getting supplies to the emergency shelters while they focus on the family and those in the communities that have been impacted, because they're the ones who take charge of dealing with the vulnerable persons in particular. So far, things have been quietened down a little bit. We have the distribution of relief items to those in the private homes, and we also have those in the emergency shelters. So the Ministry of Mobilization has really picked that up over the last week and reaching quite a number of persons. So that is ongoing.
Ms. Forbes said there are still some persons who have not yet registered as evacuees to receive assistance, and she is encouraging them to contact NEMO so they can receive supplies.
We still have a few pockets of persons who have never registered, never reported that they have been displaced because of the volcanic eruption, and we still encourage them to call our hotline at 526-3000 so we can get to them. So it's ongoing, it's steady, and we have picked up over the last week and reaching those persons who I need.
Ms. Forbes also appealed to persons to refrain from traveling to the red zone where dangerous mud flows can pose a threat to safety.
Now that we have seen some rainfall, and the Met Office has indicated that we can have some rainfall from this evening into Friday, we have restricted persons already into the red zone, and I want to really ask persons who are venturing into the red zone to avoid doing so, because the rain now mixed with the ash, we can have lahars and mud flows coming down, because we know we have quite a bit of ash in the mountains. And we saw that happen in South Rivers yesterday. We had close to an inch of rain up in the interior, and we saw the heavy rains and heavy flow coming down. So we can have quite a bit of mud flow lahars because some of the material is still hot underneath. So we want to really ask persons to be cautious in those areas along the rivers and streams and areas that we have seen or observed lahars and pyroclastic flows, because this can go on for quite a while until that ash is cleared from the mountains, because we have quite a few inches up there. So I want to encourage persons, especially who's traversing those areas, you really should not be going into the red zone. You do that at your own risk.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.